the morning news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 82. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. FNB and the Wayne County Quilts of Valor chapter will hold a ceremony for Vietnam War veterans this Saturday at 2 at the Fairfield First Christian Church. Lisa Konopasek says about 35 veterans are set to be honored who physically served in Vietnam, and the groups will also honor one World War II veteran. All veterans who will be honored Saturday have been contacted by phone and by mail. Anyone who has not been contacted by Saturday will be honored at a later ceremony. She says the group will honor veterans who served during but not in Vietnam at a later time, per their request.
We were wanting to do the in-country veterans first, and mainly because that's what the Vietnam-era veterans were telling us. That they said, yes, I'm a Vietnam-era veteran, not a Vietnam veteran. You take care of those Vietnam veterans first, and that's why we're doing what we're doing. We're trying to get all of the Vietnam veterans awarded first, and then we will start on the era.
This is the second ceremony for in-country Vietnam veterans, with the first being held in late March. 54 veterans participated in that event. After Saturday, the chapter will have awarded about 180 quilts to veterans of conflicts from World War II to Vietnam, and anyone who knows a veteran who has not been honored can reach out to the chapter on Facebook or call 599-8492, 599-6522, 919-1648, or 516-1573. We will stream Saturday's service on WFIWradio.com. More news next.
Have you ever wondered if you're on track for retirement, how much you will need, or when you will be able to retire? Hi, this is Lou Carl, financial advisor with F&B Asset Management. I'm here to help answer these difficult questions. Our comprehensive retirement planning services help you plan through the entire retirement process, from planning, education, and guidance to 401k rollovers and IRA transfers. We can help you plan today so you're able to enjoy your retirement when the time comes. Call 842-2109 or visit today, F&B Asset Management.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Contact CSI Insurance Brokers in Fairfield to see if Auto Owners is right for you.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Contact CSI Insurance Brokers in Fairfield to see if Auto Owners is right for you.
In other news, the Fairfield Community High School Board of Education will hold a special meeting tonight at 6 in the school study hall. Members are scheduled to approve the purchase of shades in order to make an additional classroom in the former computer lab on the third floor. They're also set to approve a resolution to purchase real estate at 301 West King Street and to accept the resignation of Registrar Teresa Baker. The board will then enter executive session to discuss personnel and/or contract negotiations. Upon return to open session, action is possible on the employment of a special education teacher, career counselor, and registrar. The Fairfield Park Board will meet tonight at 5. Following reports, the board could discuss updates on its splash pad project before moving to new business. Members are scheduled to discuss the annual appropriation ordinance and audit, and they will also discuss accepting electronic payments at the Fairfield swimming pool. Wayne County Circuit Clerk Pam Southard has announced the release of her organization's new smartphone app. The app will serve as a new way for the clerk to connect with Wayne County residents and visitors, and to provide information quickly and efficiently to anyone with a smartphone. Developed by OCV LLC, the app offers quick access to several items of public interest, including features for searching court cases, making payments, e-filing, and accessing forms, jury duty information, and court information. The app is available for download at no cost in the App Store and Google Play. People should search Wayne County Clerk IL. OCV specializes in smartphone app development for law enforcement and public safety organizations around the country. OCV Vice President Kevin Cummings says 80% of people in the U.S. own and use smartphones as a primary means of communication, and mobile apps offer a better way to alert, inform, and prepare the public. The IDPH has released the first quarter report of nursing home violators for 2022 on its website. Three area nursing homes were cited for violations, including two in Olney and one in Mount Vernon. Richland Nursing and Rehab was fined $50,000 for failing to provide supervision during meal service to a resident with dementia, and Helia Healthcare was fined $25,000 for failing to provide adequate supervision during an episode of agitation causing a fall. The IDPH reported six new cases of COVID-19 in Wayne County yesterday. Marion County added 13 cases. Lawrence, Jefferson, and White counties added 5. Hamilton County added 3. And Edwards, Wabash, and Clay counties added 2. Richland County held steady on the state website. As a state, Illinois announced 4,901 new cases and 21 additional deaths. The Wayne City Village Board met this week and approved repairs on roads in the village, with the biggest project beginning immediately for a portion of Section Line Road. Several loads of rock will be put on the roadway and ground down, giving it time to settle before the roads are oiled in August. Other streets, including Smith and Shasta, will be done in the same way but in shorter sections. The board decided to wait one more month to approve a quote for new pumps, as it was uncertain if the current quote includes a kit to help with flushable wipes. The cost will be about $22,000 to $26,000, and the decision to make changes for 8 houses will be made in July. Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who recently entered a cabin belonging to Anna Johnston. A Rossi 410 shotgun, compound crossbow, and Dell laptop computer were reported stolen. A residence in Johnsonville had several items taken, including pictures, top-load washing machine, clothes dryer, subs inside a wooden box, cooler, hand tools and toolbox, a Derringer 22 pistol, and Ruger 9mm semi-automatic pistol. Anyone with information should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. Illinois Farm Bureau Executive Director of Governmental Affairs and Commodities Mark Gebhard says Illinois will get about $17.8 billion from the recently approved $1.2 trillion infrastructure package.
And it breaks down in general. Federal highways, $9.8 billion, public transit, $4 billion, bridge repair and replacement in Illinois, $1.4 billion, and expanding broadband, $100 million. So again, a lot of dollars. I just want to remind the County Farm Bureau leaders out there and members, if you have ideas, if you have needs in your county, we have put out to the County Farm Bureaus via the managers and the presidents, kind of a framework, a template that what we are encouraging folks to do in the counties is submit their program ideas, needs, desires to us. We've talked before on the show, it's important that we get these dollars into the rural areas, that they don't just stay in the urban areas. We just want to make sure that we get these things, these initiatives on the list and try to get that targeted with the respective state agencies and use these dollars, again, as much as we can in the rural areas.
He says there is no timeline for applying for funds, but being an early applicant is better than coming in at the last minute. Governor J.B. Pritzker spoke on some future goals at the Environmental Law and Policy Center Gala in Chicago Tuesday night. Kim Howard has more.
The governor says there's still work to do to get more electric vehicles and charging stations on the roads.
Where everybody feels comfortable buying an electric vehicle because you know you can go thousands of miles, not just a couple of hundred miles, because we've got the charging infrastructure for it. So there's an awful lot of implementation and work that we've got to do. It's about persistence.
He also noted that as the state moves towards a path of clean energy, Illinois is gearing up for federal investments in harnessing hydrogen as a power source.
So that we can bring those dollars, those grant dollars, into the state, because we ought to be producing electricity and producing energy as a result of our investments in hydrogen. We want to be a hydrogen hub.
Other topics discussed at the gala include protecting freshwater resources like Lake Michigan and a major port project in the far southern Illinois town of Cairo. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Today's crude oil price is $115. That's up $2.50 from yesterday. The July crude oil price is $121.44. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Horizon Healthcare offers primary care services to Fairfield, Cisney, Carmi, and Grayville. With four convenient locations, Horizon Healthcare ensures that patients will have access to quality healthcare delivered by compassionate providers at a thriving hospital they already know and trust. At Horizon, the physicians are board certified in family medicine and can provide care for infants through geriatrics. Services that will be provided at your local Horizon Healthcare include acute, chronic, and preventative office visits, along with women's health exams, DOT testing, school and sports physicals, and more. Walk-ins are welcome at all locations, or you can make an appointment with one of their caring providers at one of their four convenient locations. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
Connecting rural communities since 1952, Wabash Communications has committed to keeping you connected, providing broadband services even in remote areas, like high-speed fiber-optic internet with speeds up to 1 gig, unlimited local and long-distance voice services, and crystal-clear video picture and sound, along with other additional benefits. We strive to connect one town to another. We didn't create the communities in rural Illinois, we just helped connect them. Service speeds and availability will depend on location. Certain restrictions may apply. Contact us for complete details.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 78-year-old Grayville resident Eddie Wayne Goodwin died on Tuesday. Eddie Goodwin is survived by daughters Sherry Newman and Charlotte Morrison, two sisters, and several grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces, and nephews. Services will be Monday at noon at Cook Funeral Chapel. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and burial will be in Oak Grove Cemetery. 74-year-old McLeansboro resident Charles Dudley Murphy died on May 30th. No formal services will be held, and burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery at a later date. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 78-year-old Millshoals resident Patsy Ann Young died on June 5th. Services will be Monday at 10 at Shrewsbury Cemetery. Nails Funeral Home is assisting the family. 106-year-old Grace Sullivan died on May 30th. Services will be today at 3 at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 1 to service time, and burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. 58-year-old Fairfield resident Trudy K. Jones died on May 30th. Services will be Friday at 2 at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 1 to service time. 82-year-old Flora resident Marilyn Ann Booth died in November. Services will be Saturday at 11 at Xenia Christ United Church. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 82. We'll have a full forecast along with current temperatures after sports. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.